From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. Muammar Gaddafi's forces beat back the rebels' advance toward the capital on Sunday with everything they've got: helicopter gunships, artillery, rockets, and gunfire in Libya. They also employed similar tactics against anti-government forces controlling two cities near Tripoli. In one of them, Misrata, an anti-government fighter, says rebels led Gaddafi's troops into a trap. Rebel commanders purposely cleared the way for government tanks to move in, then surrounded them and attacked with anti-aircraft guns and mortars. As the fighting in Libya escalates, there is increasing bipartisan support for a no-fly zone. Luis Schiavone reports the U.S. wants allies to participate.
Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chairman John Kerry says the U.S. should not be in it alone.
Certainly, first hope would be if it were called on to be done only in the context of international agreement.
The Massachusetts Democrat spoke on CBS Face the Nation. The top Republican on the Senate Armed Services Committee agrees. Arizona's John McCain says it's important to send a strong international message to Libyan President Muammar Gaddafi and his inner circle.
He's insane, but perhaps the people around him would begin to depart the sinking ship.
Senator McCain spoke on ABC's This Week. Luis Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.
Australia's prime minister has arrived in Washington to meet with President Obama. Stuart Cohen reports the Australian leader will also address a joint meeting of Congress.
This is Julia Gillard's first visit to the U.S. as prime minister. She arrived at Andrews Air Force Base Saturday night, along with her domestic partner, Tim Matheson. Gillard will meet with President Obama on Monday, where the two are expected to discuss the war in Afghanistan and the global economic recovery. Later in the week, she'll address a joint meeting of Congress honoring the 60th anniversary of a U.S.-Australia military alliance. It's only the fourth time an Australian prime minister has addressed Congress. Gillard's busy week will also take her to New York for a tour of the stock exchange and a meeting with U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, where she'll press the case for Australia to have a non-permanent seat on the U.N. Security Council. For NPR News, I'm Stuart Cohen in Sydney.
New York Congressman Peter King, the chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee, is at the center of a controversy surrounding comments regarding Muslim Americans. King says his committee will hold hearings this week to investigate what role U.S. Muslims have in homegrown terrorism.
The fact is, the threat of radicalization to the United States is coming from the Muslim community today.
Several hundred people gathered in New York's Times Square on Sunday to protest the plan for those hearings, with a prominent New York imam saying that it's not Muslims or Islam that is the problem, but extremism. The White House is praising American Muslims for helping fight extremism, and it wants Muslims to help undermine what it calls the twisted ideology of Al-Qaeda. From Washington, this is NPR News. U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates has arrived in Afghanistan on an unannounced visit. Tensions between the Afghan government of Hamid Karzai and the U.S. have escalated, with allegations of Afghan government corruption and the accidental killing of Afghan civilians by NATO forces. Gates will meet with Karzai, who openly complained about the deaths of 9 Afghan children accidentally killed last week by NATO helicopters. In Northern California, the Council on American-Islamic Relations is offering a $5,000 reward for information about a shooting that killed one Sikh man and injured another. Elk Grove's police chief says there's no evidence the shooting was a hate crime, but he says there is no other apparent motive. Surinder Singh was shot while walking on a sidewalk in the Sacramento suburb. The other man, Gurmej Atwal, is listed in critical condition. In-shell hazelnuts distributed in 3 states have been recalled. NPR's Diane Wall reports that they are linked to a small outbreak of E. coli illnesses.
7 cases of E. coli illness have been reported in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Minnesota. It's uncertain if hazelnuts caused the illnesses, but the company, DeFranco & Sons of Los Angeles, voluntarily recalled the nuts as a precaution. E. coli hasn't been found in any of the products tested. The hazelnuts in question are packaged in bags and in bulk form and are sold nationwide and in Canada. The symptoms of an E. coli bacterial infection are abdominal cramps and diarrhea. Most people recover within a week. Diane Waugh, NPR News, Washington.
The Connecticut man, believed to be the so-called East Coast rapist, is to appear in court on Monday. Police say DNA confirms that the unemployed truck driver, Aaron Thomas, was involved in the assaults on at least 17 women. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News, in Washington.